You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey there, welcome to the show today, Your Ultimate Life. Last week, I talked a bit about writing a book, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. Now, you may not have consider yourself an author, and you may not have ever thought about writing a book. And shall I share a secret with you? I never even imagined that I was an author. In fact, during my years as an executive, I had a 30-year career in the energy industry. And for those of you that are in California, I was very involved in the time when they did deregulation around the late 90s and into 2000, when that Enron fiasco happened. I was in the middle of all that. But anyway, I spent 30 years in the electric industry in Idaho and Arizona and California. And I wrote a few technical papers, but I never considered myself, in fact, I didn't like writing. I didn't consider myself a writer. And I didn't consider myself an author by any stretch. And I viewed, you know, the idea of writing books as a sort of mysterious and insanely difficult thing that I sure couldn't do, didn't know how to do, and didn't imagine I'd ever do. And here I am later, a few years later, and guess what? I'm working on my 21st book. So I tell you the backstory because I didn't even start writing until 2009. I finished 30 years in that electricity industry in 2007, in the end of 2007, and a giant life upheaval happened, and I've talked about that in other episodes, so we won't do that today, but I radically changed direction, and I didn't really know what I was doing. Going to do? Like, what am I going to go do? I'm done with that thing. It's done. It's, you know, a bunch of stuff had conspired essentially to wreck my life. I had allowed that to happen. I'm not blaming anything on anyone. And I was at a crossroads where I thought, what am I going to do? What am I going to do with my life? And the first thing I realized, so here's the important thing. The first thing I finally realized is I have work to do on me. I have work to do before I can offer anything. Like, I'd had a job, many jobs for many companies, and as a consultant, and I'd made a lot of money, but I was done with that work. And I thought, got to thinking, okay, what am I going to offer as a person to the world, to the marketplace? What is my message or my skill? What am I going to offer to the marketplace? When the radical change took place in September and October of 2007, I realized, you know, I'd been struggling for decades with depression and with not feeling not good enough and self-sabotage and a bunch of stuff. And if you're interested, if you want details, you can read about it in a book called Tightrope of Depression, My Journey from Darkness, Despair, and Death to Light, Love, and Life. Regardless of whether you read it or not, I had struggled all my life until 0 to 52. Well, not 0, but, you know, when I left home at 17 till 52. So 35 years, and I had never gotten the help that I needed, so I was pretty busted. I had sabotaged a lot of relationships and sabotaged a lot of jobs and so forth, even though I'd made a lot of money. So I changed everything, and I thought, wow, so the very first thing I need to do is I need to work on me. Because I am busted and I have been busted, and my bustedness has caused a lot of struggle, caused me a lot of heartache and pain, divorces and money, pain and, you know, addictions and all kinds of stuff. So the first thing I thought is I got to work on me. So it's like when your leg hurts or your stomach hurts or you break your arm, you got to do something. So you go to the doctor. Well, I had to go to effectively my doctor. I went to see some shrinks and, you know, started taking tests about mental illness and things like that and started working on that. And that's okay. That's a normal thing that you do when you finally realize that you're not okay. The interesting piece is then I started noticing as I did some work, life started changing for me. I didn't hate myself as much. Life looked brighter. Days felt better. Things started changing. The work that I was doing mattered. It's kind of like going to the gym. And you go to the gym and you work out. And, you know, maybe the first week you don't notice anything except you're tired and you don't want to get up early and you're thinking of reasons not to go anymore. Believe me, I did that too. I remember telling Joy, these stupid shrinks, they don't do anything anyway, and so forth. And so she said, fine, find another one. She was very, very supportive in my process of getting better. But anyway, you know what? I stuck with it. I kept going to the gym, the mental gym, the emotional gym, the spiritual gym. And pretty soon, you know, 2 or 3 months in, I started noticing that I felt different. My conversation was different. I started thinking about things differently in not such a negative way. And eventually I had tried different medications and different regimes and counseling and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't really matter. What matters is I noticed that it mattered and some differences were happening. What occurred after that is I started thinking, okay, I've tried all kinds of things, from medication to meditation to counseling and, you know, everything in between, multiple different modalities, you know, gestalt therapy, talking to a chair, and all kinds of things. And I'm sure everything did something. But what I noticed is, you know, this process is valuable for me. It's changed me. And then I thought to myself, you know, if I had understood, if I had given myself permission to get help earlier in my life, 10 years earlier, 20 years earlier, in my late 30s, my 40s, if I had given myself permission, instead of blaming myself and being negative, if I'd gone to the doctor, so to speak, right? Quit pretending that my leg didn't hurt, only it was my heart and my mind and my spirit. If I'd quit pretending that, I could have started a lot sooner. Now, there's a crossroads. I could have been pissed and said, oh, I wasted all this time. I'll never get it back. Oh, no, it's not right. It's not fair. I didn't do that. Some people do. I could have gotten mad about it and said, oh, no, you know, that sort of thing. But I didn't do that. Instead, I said, well, this process of growth, of change, I could share that. It's been really valuable for me, but I've had to jump from counselor to counselor, from method to method, different medications, meditation. Do I do it regularly? I don't have time. I mean, all the stories that, you know, we tell ourselves. Let's use an example. When you, let's say you want to lose weight. Now, I'm using that because there's an epidemic of obesity and weight loss and getting in shape is something that people talk about all the time, everywhere, and it's all over the place. And if it doesn't apply to you, what I'd like you to do is think of something that does while I use that example. How many times have you said to yourself, I need to lose weight. I need to get in shape. And again, if this doesn't apply to you, think of whatever does. How many times have you said that to yourself and then not done it? Done it for a day, a week, and then not, you know, not followed through. And then a month or 6 months or something later, you're right back where you started. And then you get frustrated and angry and blame yourself, right? And that circle continues. That cycle repeats over and over and over again. And each time you go around the spiral, it feels worse because then the story is, I never get this done. I can never get it done. I will never get it done. I'm not good enough to make these changes. And you know what I'm talking about. So you know the drill. So what I noticed as things started changing for me is I thought, you know, I wish I had known these things 10 years ago, 20 years ago. When I was in my 20s, I just left home at 17 and struggling with depression and not good enough and failing and self-sabotage and all this stuff. It was not okay. Mental health was a dirty word. It was not okay to get help. It was not okay to admit it. It was the suck it up. You know, get your shit together and you'll be okay. It's your fault if you just suck it up. You know, that kind of language was the language. So I lived with that and the stigma and all that stuff in my head, too. And now that that was starting to change, now this was 17 years ago, so there was some progress being made. I thought, you know, if I'd just known this 30 years ago, I could have done something then. Now, I don't know if I would have because, you know, you don't take the action until you're really ready to. But I thought about that and I thought, wow, I could, if I'd just known. And that right there, that thought, noticing that the work I was doing was building the muscles, and I'm talking about spiritual, emotional, relationship, you know, building the muscles I was trying to build then. I keep using gym analogies because they're easy, but it was working. And then I thought, secondly, you know, if I'd known this 10 years ago or 20 years ago, maybe I would have ignored it, but it sure would have been good. Wow, it would have been great. So then I thought, how can I share this? How can I make this available? Just not only the things that I was doing, but the truth that getting help is valuable, that you can keep trying whatever you need to try until you find the right chemicals, the right, I'm talking about mixing something, the right concoction. It's like trying a recipe. You make bread and it's too hard. You make bread and it's too floury. You make bread and it, you know, tastes like yeast too much. You make it several different times, and then you find a recipe that works. Well, caring for yourself and overcoming hardships on the way to creating your ultimate life, purpose, prosperity, and joy, which is what we're about here, it's an experiment. It's a recipe. It's a game. And it's this deadly serious game. It's a game for keeps, right? And so as I noticed, I was getting better. I sure wish I'd known this before. Gee, the things that I've discovered might be of service to somebody. Why don't I figure out how to share this? And those were the things that were the genesis in my mind for what started out to be writing and all the rest of the stuff that I've done, the coaching practice that I've created. And you know what's interesting? What's interesting is people that I talk to, whether they're coaches or regular folks that are not coaches that have jobs or other businesses, a common theme is my life experience, the things that I've been through could really help someone. Maybe it's their struggles in business. I had a client who wanted to write a book. And since we're talking something about books here, his thing wasn't a big personal struggle. His was a business thing. So he created a successful company, and it was worth about $50 million. It was on the way to be a $50 million valuation, and he wanted to expand. And so he jumped out into the world of funding and hired some people, et cetera, and took the first deal that came along. And, you know, people came in and bought him and then bought it, you know, gave him some funding. And then, you know, pretty soon they kicked him out, fired him as a CEO, took over the company and trashed it all. So he ended up losing that whole thing. And there was some lengthy and messy litigation afterwards and everything else. And then he said, well, I'm going to learn from that, just like I was learning from my failures. And he said, I'm going to do it again. And this time he started a new business and avoided the mistakes and created it differently. And two or three years ago, when I knew him and I was working with him to write a book, the book he was writing was The $100 Million Journey, because now he created some more businesses. And he thought that he would be soon able to sell one or more of them for about $100 million. And the story, guess what the story he had to tell was? The $100 million journey. Here's where I failed. Here's what happened. Here are the things I ignored. Here are the things you shouldn't ignore so you can navigate what he called the messy middle, which is the growth curve of any business. And it was a great book, and he did a great job, and we had fun. And it had nothing to do with, you know, personal failures and stuff. It had to do with the business analog of exactly the same thing. The yearning that he had to serve someone with his mistakes and failures so they didn't have to do the same, to write this book. And I think he also created a, you know, coaching program for business owners that were in small to medium businesses up to, you know, it's several million, $10, $20 million. It's very valuable, and he did a great job. My point is the yearning to do that. Just like I was having the yearning, wow, this personal development stuff with depression and addictions and this overcoming and getting myself together again and getting my self-worth back and everything else. His was financial worth. Mine was self-worth. And every single person has this same thing I just mentioned earlier about a person who was very strong in the domestic abuse awareness. And they reached out to me this morning with an effort to spread the word about that again. I think October, which is coming up here pretty quick, is domestic abuse awareness month. So they have a project going on, and I'm going to help them. Absolutely. I've been on their podcast before, and they've been on mine, and I'm very much, you know, in love with helping them and helping them make the difference they want. So let's get to what to do about that. I told those stories in detail because whether you're issue is financial, and you've had a bankruptcy, and you've had someone betray you and rip you off and take all your money, or a bad investment, or you have foreclosure on your home. And that happened a few years ago when they had the downturn 15 years ago. And or whether it's personal addictions and self-worth, and or whether it's health, weight, and, you know, all of those things, there are the challenges of life. When you successfully start moving on the path to overcome, to challenge the old thinking, to throw it away, to rise to a new mountain, to get up and go again, the minute you start doing that, you start producing something valuable. So I've told those stories in detail in the hope that you can say, oh, well, I'm kind of like that because I X. And you fill in the blank about whatever struggles you've had that you have successfully either fully navigated or, you know, done some good work to navigate. Okay? One of the big mistakes that people make when they go on this, they feel the yearning to serve. They know in their heart that, gee, what I've been through is valuable and I could help some people. And then they get this idea that they got to be done. I got to be finished. I got to be all the way up the mountain. I got to be able to wave the flag of completion before I can be helpful, because somebody will point at me and say, you're not perfect. And the answer is don't wait, don't wait, don't wait. The journey is the value, not the completion. The journey, the experiences is the value. I'll tell you a story. And I told you I wrote the book Tightrope of Depression. My first, that was one of my first books, and I wrote it because of that feeling I had. I thought, well, I have had this journey of recovery. I think it would be of service to someone or many someone. So I wrote the book Tightrope of Depression. When I wrote that book, I imagined it was going to be the only book I wrote about that part of my life, my struggles with self-worth and, you know, fear of failure and fear of what others were thinking and all that kind of stuff we all get buried in. And I no sooner finished, I wrote it in 2014 and 15. It was no sooner published, excuse me, than I realized this is a mountain without a top. So I began work on volume two, which is now done and was out in 2018 or 19. It's called Down from the Gallows, in keeping with the rope theme. My point isn't that there's another book. It's that your growth journey is going to be ongoing. So don't wait to share it. Document the journey. Document the journey for yourself, for those that love you, for those that are supporting you, and for those that you might help that learn about your story later. Hear that. You have the yearning to serve, so listen to it. Document your journey, what you did, what you failed at, what you succeeded at, how you learned, how you've changed, how you feel. All of that is the powerful medicine. It is the powerful stuff that people need to look at to say, wow, if they did it, maybe I can. That's true. It's real, and it matters. And you're doing it for yourself. You're also doing it for those that love you, that maybe have supported you through the struggles. You're doing it for those that you might help, right? So get busy and document that. And I wrote that second book. Then I wrote a whole bunch of other books about business. I wrote one called The Results Equation. And then I realized as I went along the journey, I had more to tell. And so I wrote a book on forgiveness. And I wrote a book about fear. And I wrote a book about how to get goals accomplished called The Results Equation. And, you know, I wrote a book about dying when I died in 2018. My point is this. In 2007, after 30 years in a certain business at 52, I finally went to work on what were the real problems in my life that were in between me and this ultimate life that I enjoy today. So it's never too late. I started when I was 52. I started the way anybody would start. Go get the help you need. Go to the right health care provider, whether it's a doctor or a shrink or a physical therapist or a personal trainer. It doesn't matter. Get a coach. Get the right help. That was one of the biggest things I failed to do. And then I began to simply document and write about what had happened because I knew I needed to tell the story. I wanted to write it for those that had supported me and others that, you know, might benefit from learning not only the failings and the details, but the ultimate successes. Maybe some of the things I did and failed at will help someone take a shortcut. Maybe the things I did and succeeded will help give someone ideas about what to do for their own situation and circumstance. That's true whether the challenges are physical, mental, emotional, financial, it doesn't matter, or spiritual. Document your journey and share it. So that's sort of the basis for why we're talking about books, about why we're talking about not just books, but programs and courses. Now, if you play the piano and I say, you know what, you could easily teach piano. I use that because I taught piano for a lot of years. That doesn't seem weird. Yeah, of course I could. Or if you arrange flowers really well, you could teach flower arranging. Or if you garden really well, I'm terrible at it, but if there's someone that gardens really well and knows how to landscape and make beautiful garden, like you could teach that, and that's a skill. It's also a passion because you might have developed it to where you have a really good eye for color and for spacing and arrangements. Sharing that skill and gift is how you make the most out of your gifts and talents. What most people don't realize is the struggles you've overcome are more valuable than the skills you've learned. If I'm referring to playing the piano or gardening, your ability to manage life with all of its difficulties, betrayals, vicissitudes, problems, unexpected things, heartaches, illnesses, jet engines falling on the house, whatever it is, your and my ability to manage that is more important than anything else. And the help you can offer, the hope and the help that you can offer someone that is struggling is the most valuable gift you can give them. You could give them $1,000 or $1 million, and I made that much, millions, and was miserable. So money doesn't solve the problems. It might mask them for a while. If you have experiences that would be helpful, then giving into that yearning you have to serve and to help someone with it is really good. So, and not only is it good, it's fulfilling, it's good for them, you add good to the world, and you make a difference. So now let's talk about how this ties into writing books. It used to be that writing books was mysterious, complicated, hard. You had to have a publisher and an agent and someone pitch the book and on and on and on. Today, it's 100 million times easier. You can self-publish if you want. There are hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of small publishers. My wife runs a publishing company, Red Aussie Multimedia. She's published tons of books, not just mine, but other clients as well. So getting a book, and Amazon has made the playing field level for everybody. So if you want to tell a story, if I say write a book, some people get scared. Why don't I say tell a story? If you want to tell a story that you think is useful, and here's the measure, did it help you? Now, I'm talking about nonfiction here. If you have fiction stories you want to write, that's fine too. But I'm speaking specifically to those that want to write books or create courses from their own life experience. So here's what I know about you. If you're nodding your head right now, you know right this minute you have a story worth telling. You know right this minute that you could make a difference for a significant number of people if you told the story and shared it. What might be getting in your way is one of three or four things. One, I don't know how. I don't know where to start. Nobody would listen. All this crap's already been written, so what does my voice matter? And a host of similar things. Well, let's answer those. If you want to know where to start, get a hold of me. There's 1,000 courses about how to write books. If you want to know how to get published, I can help you with that too, or others can. Like, the process of doing this is well known, available, and documented. The third and fourth one, who would listen? The third one, I said, well, who would listen to me anyway? I don't know. But what I know is with 8 billion people on the planet, there are several million, at least, who have something similar to your story in their lives, and they would love to know they're not alone, there's hope, there's a way forward, they can learn to do whatever it is that's been tripping them up, and you can be the light. The last one is one I hear a lot. Well, hasn't this stuff already been done? Hasn't they already said it? What good? It's one more voice. Well, I'll tell you what good it is. One more voice, you might be the voice that somebody needs to hear. We all tell stories in different ways. We all explain life experiences, and we all learn differently from things. You might be the one and only voice that somebody can hear and listen to that makes the difference. People tell me that all the time. Sometimes about how I explain things, or sometimes they're telling me that they went somewhere and someone explained something to them, and they say, you know, I heard that 100 times before, but somehow this time it hit me different. Well, you can be that voice. So what I've wanted to do so far is help you understand the value of your life, the value of your story of experience. I'm not talking about the number of patients you've seen if you're a doctor, or the number of clients you have if you're a financial advisor, or the number of ditches you've dug if you're a landscaper. I'm not talking about that. That's valuable too, but it pales in comparison to the value of the story of your overcoming the challenges that we all have, because everybody has the fear of inadequacy and the yearning to matter. And you do matter. It's never too late. You matter now, and you can have big impact. So what I want to do is, starting with that in 2014, I realized I did have a story and it would be valuable. And I did what I've just told you. I got some help, and I figured out, with the help, how to get busy and write. So I did, and I went from not imagining I was an author, not believing that I could do such a thing, to being a well-published, well-received, awarded, you know, author with a dozen or so Amazon number one bestsellers. And I'm not magic. It came 100% from that very kind of story that I've talked to you about that you have. So one of the passions that I have discovered, so follow the thread here. I started healing myself and realized that journey could be helpful. Then I started writing books and writing a lot of them. And then I realized, you know, it could be really helpful if I helped you tell me your story, tell the world your story, figure out how to organize it, how to tell it, how to use it, how to serve people with it. So that's something I do now. I help you write books. And writing books is just the beginning. Sometimes people say, well, I want to write a book. Okay. Maybe you want to help in other ways. So when I say write a book, I mean, do you want to write a book? Do you want to learn to speak? Some people say to me, I just love to go speak about whatever it is. Help people build their confidence, help kids that are just graduating from high school. And almost always it's because they had it rough and they overcame, and I need them to realize there's possibility, you know, all of that kind of language. So if you want to write, if you want to learn to speak and have a career or make a difference speaking to kids or students or businesses or anything else, if you want to create a course, you know, that you sell online, you've probably bought a dozen or two dozen courses to teach you whatever, how to market on Facebook, how to create products and services, how to crack the algorithm, how to make videos, how to do all kinds of stuff. It's all available, and you can and should make one. And I don't use the word should very often, but here's why I say that. If you don't tell me your story, if you don't serve me and all the other people that would be served with your story, two things, three things. One, you're not going to be as developed as you could be as a person. If you're living behind a door of fear that says I'm not good enough, then you don't overcome that. The second thing is you actually have no idea how many people you can help with your book, your story, your speech, your course, your workshop, your coaching, whatever it is. You have actually no idea how many you could help. And if you say, well, it doesn't matter, it won't help anyway, nobody would listen, you actually don't have any idea that that's true. And you're making excuses that let it be convenient for you to just give up and not do it. Well, I, for one, feel cheated. I'm interested in your story. I'm interested in helping you write it, record it, make videos about it if you want to, create a course to teach and help somebody with something, create coaching opportunities for you to make money, learn how to speak if you want to speak on stages and do that, write one or more books if you want to be an author and get in that world. Like, every one of those things is easier today, right now in 2024, than it's ever been in the history of the world. You know why? We have AI. It can help you write. It can give you ideas. You can write down 10 or 15 things you think you learned and then have the ChatGPT or one of the others, Claude or Gemini, you know, give you all kinds of ideas. And people got this nonsense idea that it's cheating. Well, you know what that's like? That's like saying if I go do some research in the library and I read a bunch of books on it and it gives me some ideas and then I go write from that, that's cheating. That's all that AI is doing. It's going and reading everything it can find on a particular topic and giving you some ideas. Now, if you take what it writes and then just use it, then it isn't yours. That's lame, and it won't sell anyway. And the reason it won't is because it doesn't have your heart, your soul, your blood, your sweat, your tears, your voice. So, like I did writing the books, I now have something for you. And I'm going to tell you what it is, and I'm going to give you two URLs. One is the course that I'm going to do is called Dream It, Build It, Write It. Right? It's a challenge. It's 4 days. Starts on November the 12th, 12, 13, 14, 15. Dream it, build it, write it. Now, that might be a book, it might be a course, it might be anything that is the blessing that you're offering someone of your story, your life, your experience. Dream it, build it, write it. Now, the URL is a little different. It's dreambuildwriteit.com. dreambuildwriteit.com. So go see that. dreambuildwriteit.com. Check it out. Join the challenge. It's actually, I'm not charging you to join that challenge. Usually I charge a little bit, like $17 or $27, because I want people to show up. This one I'm going to do without that, because I am so excited about you getting your story into the world. Now, I've given you plenty of examples in the first half of the show here of stories of mine and of others that matter, that are making a difference today to people's health, to their wealth, to their mental health, to their peace of mind, to inclusivity. I had a client who was a professor at Purdue University. And she is and was creating a business about diversity, equity, and inclusion and going into businesses, teaching them how to do that in a good job, not to fill some quota, but to actually change their vision, change the way they look at people so that they could, you know, they could change some of the problems we've struggled with for decades, maybe hundreds of years. So it doesn't matter what the topic is. Anything that has been important in your life. And the reason being important in your life matters is because that importance, that's what gives us the passion. Because I won't pretend it is. Creating a course, creating a workshop, writing a book, doing all that work, it's not trivial. AI is not going to do it all for you. And anybody that tells you that it is lying. Anybody that tells you you could just have it do it and it's all good enough, they're full of crap. You want it to reflect your heart and soul. You can have all those tools help you, and you should. But you should also believe in yourself enough to say, I want to tell my story the way I want it told and in the way I believe will be most helpful to others. So dreambuildwriteit.com. Go there. Sign up. Come see me. It'll be an hour a day for 4 days. And I'll talk to you more about exactly how to do these things. One of the books I wrote is called The Story Arc. And that will be a tool. If you want to get ready for the challenge, go on Amazon and buy the book, The Story Arc. And you'll know that it's the right one because my face is on it. The Story Arc, and it will help you start thinking about your life journey, your experiences, your development in a powerful and new way that will let you see how easy it is and how valuable it is. So go do that in preparation. But sign up. It doesn't cost anything except a few hours of your time. And you get to work with me personally. And I'm a 12-time number one bestseller. And I've got 21 books and on and on and on. Or 20. Sorry, I'm working on number 21. So your story is valuable. It means something and it matters. So here is, and there's a whole bunch of gifts and freebies and stuff in the challenge. I am about helping story-driven entrepreneurs spread your message. Now, I have some people that are not entrepreneurs, but 90% of my clients are, and they have stories about their business journey and their personal journeys that they want to share, and they don't know how or they're afraid to do it. I will solve that for you. I will show you how, and I will help you do it because your story is valuable. And it's time to end the delays right here, right now. You have no more reason not to. Here's an expert willing to show you how to get started right now. Okay, how to identify what it is that you have to share, how to figure out how to put it together so that it's accessible, and then how to get it to the right people so that you will help those that really need you. So I'm inviting you in the most loving and kind way I can. You don't have to. But if this story about your story has resonated, please do. Join us. Now I'm going to give you another URL that's got nothing to do with dreambuildwriteit.com. It has to do with maybe you're wondering who's Kellen and what the heck has he got to say about anything and why should I listen to him anyway? So here's a website that will tell you who I am, what I do, and if it resonates with you, great. And if it doesn't, I love you and go find the storyteller and the things that rock your world. But don't sit in silence. Don't do nothing. Don't waste your story. Don't make excuses about creating the life you love. If I'm not the right guide and help, then go find it. But get off your butt and get it done. So here's the other website, Kellen Flukiger Media. Just my name, kellenflukigermedia.com. On that site, it tells you all the things that I'm up to. Maybe there's something else that I can serve you and help you create purpose, prosperity, and joy. All right, so there's two websites, dreambuildwriteit.com. If you're interested in getting your story, program, book, or learning to speak, a keynote kind of thing in the world to make a difference. And if you're curious about me, about what I've done and why I would be doing this at all, then KellenFlukigerMedia.com. The last thing I want to do, to take the last minutes that we have, is I want to tell you again, and I've told you many of these before, why your story matters. Why does it matter? So here, if you're thinking about your how to share and what to do with your story, let's think about how to make that effective. Number one, first identify your purpose. You remember back in my story, I said, well, when I started noticing the work I was doing on my mental health and my bad habits of self-sabotage and the depression that I was really struggling, when I started noticing I was making changes and things were getting better, my purpose was, I want to share this. It might help somebody else. That was it. This is working. Wow, things are getting better. It might help somebody. I want to share it. So that was my purpose. And it was strong and it was powerful because I believed before that time that everything was my fault and it was unfixable. So when I discovered that it wasn't unfixable, that it was very fixable, and that you can create anything you want, I was stoked. And so the driver was to serve, to help, to share the story. You need to figure out what your purpose is. Why would you want to tell the events of whatever part of your life makes you know that you have something valuable to share? Who would you be talking to? Who wants to know? Does it need to be someone exactly in your situation? No. What do they need to be thinking or feeling so that what you have to say matters? So for me, again, I use that. I was overcoming 35 years of depression. It had led me to suicide attempts and addictions and everything else. And I had hidden it forever. I'd never gotten help. So the audience that I wanted to talk to start with was people that believe it's hopeless, people that have had massive hardballs from life thrown in the mix, and they've decided, I'm done. I won't be defined by that. And they're yearning to change. I knew that was the people that I wanted to talk to. I wasn't interested in talking to people that were married to their excuses or wanted to make excuses about why they were different and never could change. I was that way before. And as long as you or I, we stay in that place of, I can never change this. It's too late. It's too much. It's too hard. It's just who I am. That's all bullshit. So when people, even if you don't know how, like if you say, Kellen, I'd love to write a book. I know I have a story, but I don't know how. That's not an excuse. I'll show you. DreamBuildWriteIt.com. Go there. Sign up for the challenge. That'll be the beginning of showing you exactly how. And one of the things we're going to talk about that week is who could you help? I was going to be able to help people that struggle with mental illness, struggle with depression, struggle with addictions, struggle with not good enough, struggled believing it was too late, that everything was their fault. All of those things I had been through and overcome. So I knew the audience, people that had one or more of those storylines running, I'm your guy, right? Then the next thing you need to do, and this is why I said the book, The Story Arc, you need to kind of figure out how you created the story. Like, what were the events? What were the events in your life that taught you what you know? Now, mine were a host of failures, a host of getting fired, a host of ruining relationships, a host of addictions and suicide attempts, finally realizing I wasn't going to live like this, starting to get some help. You know, there were a series of events that created the arc of my story. And you going, and this is where the book, The Story Arc, will help you, because there's a process in there called the developmental story matrix. And it'll help you get organized with the things that have happened to you that brought you to your struggle and then brought you through your struggle to on your way up the mountain, however far you are right now. The next thing to remember when you think about your story, and this is something people struggle with all the time, and that is authenticity and vulnerability. Okay, I met a lady at a mastermind that I was in seven or eight years ago, and we were talking at lunchtime, and at that time I had written the story arc, and so we were talking about stories and telling them, and I had some books that I'd written, and she knew, and so she was asking me about it. And during lunch, I mean, she shared part of her story with me, and she had a fabulous story. She had things that really mattered, and she was already a coach with people, but she hadn't really written or shared her story. And you know, the big bugaboo, the big holdup for her was she was afraid she was going to offend people with telling the story, that people were going to be offended or angry, or, you know, family was going to be embarrassed and all those kinds of things. And so one of the things we had to do was talk through, what do you do when that's true? How do you tell the story in the best way possible so that your authenticity is there and your vulnerability is there, but you don't have to rag on people. You don't have to, you know, call them out or drag them. You don't need to do that. And so you, the storyteller, don't minimize, don't pretend, don't, you know, brush stuff under the carpet. The power of a story comes from the detail and from the truth. The detail and from the truth. It doesn't come from blaming somebody, from yelling at them, from, you know, hoping someone gets in trouble or gets revenge or whatever. That's not the power. The power is your detail and your own experience and truth. And so that is authenticity and vulnerability, and that's a decision you're going to have to make. And one of the things I love to do is help show you how to tell the story that you have without it being like a tell-all or a tattletale or whatever, because you're writing it from your own developmental perspective. What things damaged you? What did you do about it? How did you change? How do you feel? What made you grow? And how can you help others with that part of it? That's what matters. not whose fault it was. That's not even important at all. Part of it, when you look at your audience and you're thinking, okay, who is my audience? Who could really be helped with my set of experiences? One of the things you have to do is your life is rich. Like, you have boatloads of stories and experiences, and you can't use them all. Oh, this would be good if I tell that story. Don't. You'll bury people in too much stuff. It'll get off topic and you'll get lost. So you have to figure out what things matter really to connect with the audience. Because remember, you're not writing this book to brag. You're not writing this book to look important. You're not writing this book to prove you can. You're writing this book to serve. You're writing this book to share a message, a set of experiences, some work that you've done, how you've learned to get past something, demonstrate resilience and growth. And, you know, that kind of stuff is powerful. And so organizing and figuring out which stories matter, which events really matter and which ones illustrate the point, that's a key piece. And that's another thing that the story arc process is the master key to. Okay? Now, another thing you can do is your life is rich, as I just mentioned. And that means you could probably help me or write courses or write books about 10 different things. Believe me, I know I have. But I couldn't do them all at once. And they certainly weren't all aimed at the same audience. So I wrote a book recently on forgiveness. I needed to write that book because in the difficulties that I went through, my own mistakes and people that, you know, did stuff to me, abuse I suffered and everything, forgiveness was a big part of being able to live my ultimate life, experiencing purpose, prosperity, and joy like I have now. I had to learn how to forgive everyone, everything. Hold nothing, yearn no more for vengeance, revenge, justice, or any of that crap. It's not mine to decide. And I had to learn how to forgive myself, especially when I believed with all my heart I had been the cause of such hurt and pain to others. So I wrote the book on forgiveness. Now, what you need to do is you need to look around. If you have 10 things that you could write, maybe you'll write them all eventually. Maybe I will too. I've got 3 or 4 more that I'm working on. But you got to figure out what one matters most now. And you might come from your own intuition and yearning. It might come from what's going on in society. It might come from what's going on in your family or your relationships. You might look at that and say, you know what? I really need to address this right now because of your own growth, where you are, what you've overcome right now. And so deciding what to do first is really important. Now, if you're going to create a program, then you have to think about it just like a book. Now, a book is a monologue. You know, people read it from front to back, and it's just one way. A program that you deliver online that's got some videos and stuff, it's much the same. So you have to think about how are you going to conduct a person through the learning that you have to share. Now, there are a ton of other things. How do you structure a keynote from front to back? How do you keep your audience engaged? How do you give them something memorable to take home? How do you set clear objectives for a workshop? What are the learning objectives? That's one thing I had to fill out when I spoke at the near-death conference, IANS, in Phoenix 3 or 4 weeks ago. They said, what are the learning objectives? What are the people that attend your talk going to come away with? You have to think about all that stuff. But here's the beautiful part. I can help you. I have done all that. And whether you use me or not, don't shy away because you say, I don't know how. That's nonsense. Just nonsense. It's fear talking. You are valuable. Now we're going to wrap up, but here's how I'm going to wrap up. I want to hear your story. I want to meet you. I want to know you. You are invited. Reach out to meetwithkellen@gmail.com. Maybe you want to just get to know each other. Maybe you want to be on one of my shows. Maybe you have a story. Maybe I can help you in some way. I don't know. But if you have a story to tell, I want to know. If you need help, I want to know. meetwithkellen@gmail.com. If you want to join this challenge, dreambuildwriteit.com. If you want to learn about all the other stuff that I'm up to, kellenflukigermedia.com. Check it out. My only goal this year is you. 250 million people of you, to give you the message that you're worth it, you're capable, there's nothing in the way from enjoying the life of purpose, prosperity in every form, and joy. You deserve it, and you can have it. No one can keep it from you. No one can take it away from you. It depends 100% on you and me. Me to create mine and you to create yours. My mission, the only thing I do every day, all day, is to look for ways to reach more people, to love you, to encourage you, to help you create your goals and crush them, whether they're physical, financial, making cash, making a new business, whatever it is, there's a way, there's a road. You can get where you want to go. And you deserve, absolutely and without question, all the success, happiness, joy, prosperity that you can possibly stand. You deserve and can ultimately and absolutely have your ultimate life.
You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.